The theme around 99 Walks for the month of April is Sing in the Shower. And today on the Weekly Walk podcast, Eric and I are going to explore all the different permutations of that, all the different interpretations of that, all the different metaphors for that. And we're also going to get super practical. And I'm going to share a little bit of my personal singing trauma. So with a huge shout out to my music teacher from fourth grade, Mrs. Stang, who made it so I don't even sing happy birthday when I'm at a birthday party. Lace up your sneakers and let's get going. Eric.
Hey, Joyce.
You know, I've never heard you sing in the shower. Do you sing in the shower?
As we were planning for this, I was thinking about it. I do not sing in the shower because I don't sing alone. Like, I sing along. So I sing in the car.
I sing in the car.
Like, I will belt out stuff sometimes when I'm in the car. So, but in the shower, like, just coming up with the song all on your own, it just never happens.
Interesting.
You?
I don't sing ever.
You just said you sing in the car.
I sing in the car when I'm alone. Sometimes I sing quietly in the car when I'm with you. But you know, I have singing trauma.
I know. You have a couple singing trauma stories you want to share real quick?
Oh my gosh. So the first major singing trauma, which is why I don't even sing happy birthday when I'm in a group of people, I'm the person who mouths the words. Now that I'm a true grown-up, I sing quietly. But when I was in fourth grade, there was chorus. And all the girls tried out for chorus. And all the girls made chorus except me, Leslie, another girl whose name I don't remember, and a girl named Michelle, who was deaf. Like, literally, I'm not using that. Like, she was significantly hearing impaired and speech impaired as well. So it was the 70s, right? So Mrs. Stang, who was the music teacher, was like, yeah, no on the four of you. So all the girls went to chorus and the four of us went out to the playground.
And that actually sounds like a good deal.
And then she called Leslie back in and said, I made a mistake, you can be in chorus. Okay, so then my parents found out about this and my mother was beside herself. So she went to Mrs. Stang and said, what the heck? I don't know what she said because I wasn't there. So after music class next time, Mrs. Stang invited me to stay after class. And I thought, oh, here we go. She's gonna tell me she had made a mistake. And what she said is, you can't carry a tune, but if you're willing to work after school with me, maybe I can help you. So that was my music trauma. And I was, meanwhile, like, I was in fourth grade. I think I was in fourth grade.
I can see how that would be traumatic.
I know, like, I'm getting anxiety in my stomach now just even telling the story.
I'm getting anxiety on your behalf.
It was terrible.
I want to go beat up Mrs. Stang.
I know. And it's not just me. I mean, then there's Michelle.
Right.
The hearing impaired girl. And then there's the other girl who, gosh, I can't remember her name. And then there was the day I was singing in the shower.
And what happened then?
So fast forward several years. I was like an early teenager. And for some reason in my parents' house, so grew up in a house, there were four of us, myself and my sister, my parents, and two bathrooms. My sister and I shared a bathroom. My parents had a bathroom. But for some reason, I only showered in my parents' bathroom because they had like a nice stand-up shower and we had a shower that was like in a tub with a curtain and like the curtain would blow around and like stick to your legs. And anyway, my parents didn't care. So I always showered in their better shower. So I was in the shower one night, like evening, I'm a nighttime shower, always have been. And I was singing my heart out. I was making up a song. I can almost like remember the song. And I was really singing. And when I got out of the shower, my mother and my sister made fun of me.
They channeled their Mrs. Stang.
They didn't say like you can't carry a tune. They weren't mean like that, but they were totally making fun of me. So I don't sing in the shower either. I have major, major singing trauma.
But you sing in the car when you're alone.
Yes, because nobody can hear you then.
Yes, exactly. That's my thing. So, and you sing with abandon in the car?
Sometimes I do. Sometimes I do.
Sometimes I do as well. Sometimes I just sort of sing along and it's sort of low key, but then sometimes I'll just sort of belt it out. So,
Now,
it's fun when you let go and do that.
you and I have been known to sing "Paradise by the Dashboard Light" together
With
to the horror of our children.
the volume way cranked up.
How can you not,
Yeah.
really?
Yeah, it's funny. As I'm getting older and have, let's say, less Fs to give, I'm sort of thinking like maybe I should just bite the bullet and do karaoke and like who cares? Like I think this would be a fun song to do karaoke to and just be bad. Like you can, if you're gonna do karaoke, you can either like be good and really know how to sing, or you just be bad and own it. So we'll see. I don't know if karaoke opportunity will arise anytime soon, and if I'll actually be able to go through with it. Might take a few lubricants to get me going, but so. Anyway, why are we talking about this?
I don't know. Well, we're talking about this because we're being literal around the April 99 Walks theme, which is sing in the shower, which, like so many of our themes, is a fact and a metaphor.
Yes. So sing in the shower also applies to sing in the rain shower, the spring shower, right?
Exactly. It's why it seemed appropriate for April, because we do often say that around here we are the kind of people who walk in the rain.
Yeah, and
I love walking in the rain.
I love walking in a light to moderate rain. Pouring rain, not so
Oh, yeah,
much.
not pouring rain, but light to moderate rain when it's not bitterly cold out and it's not super windy. Our son loves to run in the rain. That's one of his favorite
Oh,
things.
I used to love to do that. That's funny. I didn't know that about him. I used to love to run in the rain too, like in a summer rainstorm, just shorts, t-shirt, sneakers, that's it. You're out for a run. You're sweating or you're not sweating, you
Who
don't really
knows?
who, exactly. I used to love that.
So, what is the message behind the April theme of sing in the shower? And again, also, like so many of our themes, so many ways to interpret it, but how does it resonate with you?
I think one of the main ways that it resonates with me is when talking about singing in an outdoor shower or, in the rain, it's about looking at the glass half full. Just taking like your sort of, you could say that having rainy weather, you're being dealt a bad hand for that day in particular, a crummy day. But if you sing in it, you are looking at the glass half full and not really caring about things outside of your control, almost channeling a bit of the Stoics.
Ah, see, it took you a minute to get where you were going, I think, because I don't necessarily see it as looking at the glass half full. That like doesn't land with me. I sort of don't see that. But what I totally do see is where you ended up, which is around this idea that heaven knows we cannot control the weather. So the Stoic lesson of control what you can control and just get up and keep going. That, and not just keep going, actually, I'm iterating on that and embrace it.
Right, embrace it.
Find the beauty in the challenge.
Exactly.
That's sort of where I see that.
So That's for the outdoor rain shower. What about the more literal inside shower? What main message does that bring to you?
It's really hard for me because this is a theme that I struggle with, because when you look at it in any kind of literal sense, I don't sing in the shower. I wonder if I would sing in the shower if I knew for sure there was no one home. No, I still wouldn't, because I'd be afraid somebody would come home.
And you wouldn't know.
And I wouldn't know. That would be even, oh my gosh, that would be even worse. Well, if like I was in the shower and I thought I was all alone and I was singing my little tone deaf heart out, and then I came out of the shower and found out that you and Maddie were home, I'd be mortified. Clearly, I have some work to do around this.
Well, if we sort of take the shower slash car metaphor for this, or substitute car for shower, or just say that singing in the car is basically the same as singing in the shower.
Is it though?
I think it is maybe. I think it pretty much is. So, you know, part of that, and the reason that we do it, I think, in the shower, and particularly you and I, I'll speak for in the car, or anybody out there listening does the same thing, I think because it makes us so damn vulnerable, right?
No.
Well,
it's the opposite of vulnerable.
Well, we're hiding our vulnerability by doing it in the car or the shower.
I see what you're saying. You mean singing in front of other people makes us vulnerable?
Yeah, exactly. Or singing in the shower if you knew if the whole family was home would make you somewhat vulnerable.
Even if there was a chance of the family coming home.
Exactly.
Okay, so it is a question of hiding our vulnerability. You know, it's so funny. This is clearly the doctor is in session for me. Like, I don't care about, I mean, I do, like, nobody likes to make mistakes. But, like, I'm not super sensitive about making mistakes in front of other people. I don't like it, but, you know, when we play pickleball and I screw up a shot, I don't like it, but it's not like I feel vulnerable and I feel ashamed and I go down a hole, whatever.
Okay.
Like, I seem pretty willing to embrace my vulnerability, except when it comes to singing. And again, I think I'm being too literal with this theme. I can't get out of my own way around it because this is such a triggering topic for me.
Oh, I'm sorry you're triggered. This is triggering you. But here's the thing. Are you ready for this? I don't know about you, but when I do sing in the car, insert shower there instead of car, if you like, generally, either I'm already in a very good mood.
Oh, yeah.
Or it puts me in a good mood. Like if I'm maybe in a mediocre mood or whatever, and a song that I know by heart, I really like, has good energy, comes on and I start singing to it, I'm definitely going to be in a better mood when I'm done.
And that raises a question that I don't know the answer to, which is a little bit of a chicken and an egg question. Because I'm totally with you on this. If I'm driving and music comes on that fuels my spirit, I know the words, it resonates, it triggers a memory, whatever it is, and I start singing my heart out, it definitely, definitely boosts my mood by a lot.
Right.
But my question is it the music or is it the mood? Because I do feel like sometimes the same songs can come on and I'm like, eh. And sometimes that very same song will have me singing in the car.
So
insert shower.
right. So that, I guess that sort of is the question is, right, if you're not sort of in the mood to sing along when your, we'll say your favorite song comes along, then you don't really get that lift. But if you're in a better mood, then you'll start singing along.
Is that sort of the
chicken and the egg thing?
Yeah, exactly. I have a very specific memory of driving home from the airport many years ago, and my flight was super delayed, and I ended up landing at 2 o'clock in the morning, and we are a 2 hour drive from the airport. And I had to do a 2 hour drive in the middle of winter by myself. And everybody who knows me knows I go to bed at 9 o'clock. So this was like the next day. It was like I was up all night and driving the next day. And it's weird because I actually remember, this was years ago, and I remember getting through that drive by singing my flipping heart out the whole way home.
I think you may have told me that.
So that is another piece to this, which is kind of releasing that, tapping into that sense of freedom that you feel when you just sing your heart out. And clearly, because I am the proof of this, that works whether you're a good singer or not.
So there are times, have you ever done the thing, speaking of good singer or not, where like you're singing along and you feel like you're just nailing it, and then you sort of put one finger over your ear and where you hear yourself and it's like, ew.
No, I would never do that. And nobody should ever do that.
I've done that a couple times.
No, don't do that ever again. Nobody ever do that. Because the point of this, the point of singing in the shower, the point of, I think, the theme of sing in the shower, at least for me, is be willing to tap in to that sense of freedom. Sorry, that's Moose coughing in the podcast booth. That sense of freedom. And don't go down the rabbit hole of self-criticism. Yeah, don't listen. It's not about, this is the thing. It's not about listening.
It's about singing.
Right. That's the key for me to this month's theme as we're sort of working it through in our minds, or I am trying to get past my own stupid singing trauma. It's about just tapping into that sense of freedom and expression without the self-criticism of what thinking about, forget even worrying about it, even thinking about how it sounds.
Yeah.
That's it.
I don't do it all the time. I do it somewhat infrequently.
I'm not talking about you.
I know. I'm just saying I'm with you that we don't want to, you know, criticize ourselves. It's not a competition among ourselves. It's right. It's just about having that freedom. And frankly, I think being present, right? Is that part of it as well? When you're singing along, your mind's a little more focused in the moment and on the song and on the singing. And I think a little more present.
Well, I'm laughing because for me, that's definitely the case because I typically don't remember all the words. You have this incredible memory for these kinds of things, and I just don't, which puts me in the very awkward position of getting the words wrong often. And just being able to do that and not care, which is hard for me. All right, so sing in the shower. The messages thus far that we've identified around this are tapping into that feeling of freedom, not being self-critical.
No judgment.
Right. The shower is a judgment-free zone.
Okay.
Making your shower a judgment-free zone. And then using the power of music and song and singing in the shower to keep yourself present and there. I wonder how much mental bandwidth you have. If you're showering, so there's stuff going on, you know, you're busy, the water is beating on your head and face, which is honestly just one of the world's greatest luxuries as far as I'm concerned. And you're washing, you're shampooing, you're soaping, and you're singing. How much mental bandwidth do you have for other things? Probably not so much. Yeah, it probably forces you to be present.
Yeah. So my mind just went through the whole thing. So for me to actually sing in the shower, I guess I would need one of those
shower
radio things. And then I was like, I wonder if they make those and it's like Bluetooth and you just like a Bluetooth shower speaker. They must have those.
Absolutely. I think our kid has one.
And then I was thinking, like, Maddie, I think she sings in the shower. She plays music and
She
I'll hear her singing in the shower.
Shh, don't tell her. I think that's part of it too, is I don't think you should tell people that you can hear them when they're singing in the shower. It'll be our little secret.
Okay.
Only because that's what traumatized me, so.
Well, I certainly wouldn't say anything negative about it. Derogatory, is that the word I'm looking for? So
Critical, whatever.
critical, yeah, because it's a judgment-free zone for for everyone, but I
Now
will not mention
thousands of people know she sings in the shower. All right, you guys, listen, everybody who's here with us today and listening, this is our little secret. All
Yeah.
right, creating a judgment-free zone to be the fullest expression of yourself. Don't hold back. Maybe that's the theme.
Don't hold back.
Don't hold back.
So when you sing in the shower or the car or whatever, you know, belt it
Let
out. Let
it, yeah.
it rip.
Let it rip. And then there's the additional metaphor that comes, which is sort of where we started around singing in the rain showers.
Yeah, and embracing life, embracing the challenges,
What's
and
that?
frankly, a rain shower is a relatively small challenge. That alone
Depending
could
on the
be,
rain.
yeah, that could be a metaphor. The rain shower could be a metaphor for the ups and downs and challenges we face in our life. You know, it could be some health or family struggle that or work struggle that's significant. So the singing in the shower is a metaphor for life. The shower, rain shower, is a metaphor for the struggles that we go for. So it's a metaphor and a metaphor. So if Drax the Destroyer from Guardians of the Galaxy was listening, he would be so confused because his people don't get metaphors.
What's the quote about learning to dance in the rain? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, something life is not about cursing the storm, but learning to dance in the rain, something like that.
Something like that. So, this idea of accepting and embracing the ups and the downs, and going back to the Stoics, and we could spend an entire podcast on this topic alone around, and now that I'm saying this, I think we actually have control, control what you can control. I remember I used to work for a guy, this was Elkin, so somebody I worked for 25 years ago, and he commuted to the city. Super high pressure job and career, very top of his game, and working in a very high pressured environment. And he commuted by car into the city from Long Island every day. And I don't remember the context, but I remember having a conversation with him once about the fact that he never gets stressed about traffic. And I was like, Elkin, how can you not get stressed about traffic? Now, he is one of those guys who doesn't appear to get stressed about a lot of things because he seems to be pretty much managing that. But he said, with kind of a shrug, I can't control it. So why am I going to get stressed about it? And my little 25-year-old, 26-year-old brain at the time was like, poof, really? You can choose not to get stressed about things you can't control. And I would say traffic and the weather. I mean, if listen, if there's anything that we really can't control, it's the rain.
Absolutely. So there's a pure lesson in this that control what you can control, and frankly, you can control that you are singing. So when I think when you sing in the shower, sing in the rain, sing in traffic, you are exerting some control over yourself and what you're doing. So I think that's another sort of I was going to say it's sort of metaphor, but it's actually a action and more of a practical tip. So I'm thinking of sort of practical tips.
Oh my gosh,
and takeaways.
I was just going to go to, I don't know what you're going to say, but I was about to say, speaking of some practical tips.
Yeah. So I would say 80 to 90% of the time that I'm driving, I listen to podcasts. I've started, or I'm trying to be better at curating those podcasts to basically not focus on the news and negative garbage going on in the world. So that's number one. But I'll often zone out during those. I'm not that engaged. So my practical thing is, next time I'm in the car, and particularly if I notice my mood is at the lower end of the spectrum, I am going to try putting on some of my favorite sing-alongs.
So I've had this exact thought about myself, and what I have discovered is that when I sing on my way to work, like the Dwarfs.
Right? So why you work?
But they always sing on their way to work.
The Seven Dwarfs.
The Seven Dwarfs sing on their way to work.
Hi-ho, hi-ho, it's off to work we go.
Exactly.
With hand grenades and razor blades, hi-ho. That just popped out of fourth grade brain.
I am happier.
Yeah.
And so, yet, but yet my default is to go to a podcast, even though music and sing-along makes me happier.
Which is interesting. Usually I find myself singing along after a workout, when I had been listening to music and on the drive home, and the workouts give me endorphins and happy hormones, just like going for a walk and stuff. So I think that for me, I sing more when I'm already happy. So I'm going to try it when I'm, for descriptive terms, not happy, and see if that helps. But I have a question for you.
Oh, and I have my last sort of practical thought around this. Go ahead.
What songs do you sing to? Do you have some go-tos? Like, will you go to Spotify and pull up like the same five songs?
So this is, will you stop pulling things out of my brain this morning? So my sort of last practical thing is just a reminder to everybody that we now have the technology at our fingertips to curate our best sing-along playlists. Like, remember the days you had to listen to the radio and just wait for your favorite song to come on and hope it came on?
I used to wait for my favorite song to come on.
And then try to record it.
Yeah, then I'd have like a cassette recorder with a little microphone by the speaker to try to record it. And then eventually I had, a decent tape deck and way to do that. But yeah, you had to wait. And then you'd have the song and it'd be like, from QPR, Cincinnati, we're listening to Why Can't We Be Friends by War.
What? No, I'm not
it's a
doing
good
it.
Sing-along.
No, not doing it. Almost did it. So I encourage everyone to create your personal playlist. And for me, I'm weird about music like that, in the sense that I will create a playlist and I will listen to that list for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks. I will have a favorite song or a favorite couple of songs, and then I'm over it.
Yeah, that's one of the troubles of having this device in our pocket that we can listen to our favorite songs, because sometimes I'll listen to a song so much and then I'm like, ugh, I hate that song now. Like, I'm sick of it. And when it was on the radio and you'd only hear it rarely, it was like such a special treat. And now it loses a little bit of that. So I try to not overindulge in my favorite songs.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah.
I definitely have not gone there, but Spotify's gotten pretty good at, if you create a playlist of your favorites and then you allow Spotify to add some songs.
I feel like
sometimes you get lucky.
I feel like Spotify plays the same 40 songs for me. And like, whatever playlist, and they make, you know, special playlist number one for Eric, playlist number two, and they'll curate this stuff. But I feel like it's always the same songs over and over.
See, I don't use that feature. Mm. What I do is I make my own playlists.
And then go with the suggestions.
Yes, they can suggest.
See, and I feel like the suggestions even are one of those, you know, three
really?
Of those 40 songs. Yeah, it's really getting a little crazy. So I'm trying to diversify some of my interests. Spotify has not caught up at all. But you still haven't answered my question.
Which was?
What songs do you listen to? Do you sing to?
Oh, there's so many. I mean, my musical tastes are so weird. Everything from classic rock to hip hop to... I've recently started listening to some Taylor Swift because I was never a Swiftie at all. And I was like, okay, what's all the excitement about? And I should try to learn some of her music. So I've been listening to a little bit more Taylor Swift, some of which I like.
Yeah, me too. I've listened to some of her stuff. So, yeah.
All right, this April, let's practice singing in the shower as both a fact and a metaphor.
Sing in the shower, sing in the rain, sing in your car, sing on your walks.
Sing when you, there's a song.
sing out loud, make it simple.
To last year.
Yeah. Helen Reddy, is that who that is?
I think that's the place we should leave it.